I have trouble with brushing my teeth. Sometimes I just forget.
That is from a series of videos put out by the BC Dental Association, really trying to raise awareness on this topic. Joining me now is Dr. Gina Ball, an orthodontist, also a spokesperson with the BC Dental Association. Dr. Ball, thank you for being here and for talking more about this today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's something I think we shy away from. We don't like to talk about it, but everybody, I think, can benefit from good oral health and dental health. We're talking about this now, really looking at seniors, though, and how aging can impact our teeth and our gums. What do you think are the top kind of pieces of advice when it comes to keeping our mouths healthy?
Oral hygiene is a daily process. It's something that you do need to be doing every day, ideally twice a day, making sure that you're brushing twice a day. You want to be flossing at least once a day, and that's just going to keep your oral health, the oral environment clean. It reduces the amount of bacteria that's in your mouth, reduces the amount of bacteria that's mixing with the food when you're eating. So the big message is daily, really good practice. So that's the number one thing. And for seniors, part of what we see is when you've got a little bit of dexterity that's limited or some of these age-related changes that are happening as we age, we find that daily oral hygiene routine slides to the wayside a little bit sometimes. So really that's what we want to focus on as part of BC Seniors Week. Really we want to focus on maintaining that good daily oral hygiene for people and making sure that they have access to dental care teams.
I would think, too, it's something that if people have seniors in their lives, and even if you're not really thinking about it on a daily basis, how do you kind of remind people, maybe if somebody is forgetting to brush their teeth or to have that good oral health, how do you kind of remind seniors or keep on top of it?
Well, there's a number of different ways that you can do that. If you are, you have a family member that's struggling with some cognitive decline, you can put little reminders on their phone, like a little alarm that pops up and it just says, hey, take some time in the next 15 minutes to clean your teeth, that kind of thing. If you are residing with a parent or someone that needs your help, you just get them into the habit at the same time as you're doing it. So if everybody sort of has this, half an hour before everybody goes off to bed, we all go in, brush our teeth, and you help that person at that point. Just that consistency is really important. If someone is in an assisted care facility and you're working there, just having that regular routine is really important for just keeping that regular daily oral hygiene up and good.
We often associate cavities, maybe gum disease, with poor oral health. But what about health in general and that connection? What are the other concerns if you're not taking care of your teeth?
There's a number of things that can happen when your oral environment starts to decline. When you have cavities, you get very, your teeth can start to hurt. And so you're not wanting to chew. If you have some periodontal or gum disease, teeth can be mobile, so you're finding it difficult to chew in that case. So really, you're taking in fewer nutrients. And so that, when you have some systemic issues, different illnesses, if you're not getting the nutrients that you need, then overall, there is definitely going to be a decline in your overall health.
I think I know the answer to this question, but is it ever too late to start? I would imagine there might be some people thinking, I just have never been really good at this, and I don't like going to the dentist. I don't like having things done to my teeth and my mouth. But is it ever too late to kind of adopt a better oral hygiene regime?
No, it's never too late. It doesn't matter where you start from. It can always get better. So really, you do want to just really focus on keeping everything clean. If you have something that is hurting or you think that something is maybe not right in your mouth, make sure you're brushing and flossing. Do your best to get to see a dentist or an oral health care practitioner, and just really try and stay on top of things. If you do know that you've got a problem, do what you can to address it. I know for some of the seniors, they're a little bit worried about cost for seeing a dentist or having their teeth cleaned. That's why the federal government has put in the CDCP or Canadian Dental Care Program. And so that will provide some funding for lower income seniors so they don't have to be so worried about the cost of going to see the dentist or getting their teeth cleaned with a hygienist. And really something that people can really do to help out the seniors in their life with things like the CDCP is that you might not have someone that you're helping that has trouble actually keeping their teeth clean on their own, but they might have difficulty navigating the process for applying for CDCP. And so just helping somebody apply for the program can go a long way into keeping their oral hygiene really good, because you're allowing them to see the dentist because they have some funding. So you're helping out in that way.
And one other question for people, what signs should people be looking for if a senior, if you think perhaps there are some issues with oral hygiene, are there things, specific things that people can be looking for in the seniors in their lives?
Yes. So first of all, start by asking people, you know, are they able to take care of their teeth? Are they having any difficulties? Do they have any pain in their mouth or a bad taste in their mouth? Because those are indicators that there might be a problem developing. If someone does say, you know, I do have this one spot in my mouth and it just is consistently sore, you can take a look, you know, shine a light, maybe recline somebody in a nice comfy recliner chair at the house and just shine a light and get one of those little mirrors that you can get at the drugstore and see if the area is red. Is it swollen? Sometimes you see color changes that are whitish. So looking for anything that isn't sort of a nice, healthy pink color will indicate that there's some sort of issue developing. You do want to help that person get to see an oral care provider and just have the area checked out to make sure it's not something serious that's developing.
And one other question, and I think this is more general, but you mentioned off the top the importance of brushing and flossing, at least brushing twice a day. Any other tips? Does it matter what kind of a toothbrush you use, or how long should you actually be spending each day doing that?
Well, there's a number of different tips for helping seniors. One big one is see if they can hold a toothbrush. If they cannot, if they've got arthritis or Parkinson's or something and they're having a lot of difficulty holding on to a toothbrush, you can get adapters for the toothbrush handle to make it a little larger, a little easier to hang on to. And you can even do that just simply by wrapping a cloth and using an elastic band to hold it onto the end of the toothbrush so that you've got something bigger to hold on to. Electric toothbrushes work really well for some people who have limited dexterity in their wrist or their arm, for example, because of many reasons, such as arthritis. Generally, we aim for about 2 minutes of brushing each time, making sure that you're spending a lot, like a period of time in each corner of your mouth. I sort of joke that the secret to brushing your teeth is paying attention to brushing your teeth, making sure that you're getting every tooth in your mouth as well as every surface on that tooth. And if you have, if you're on a medication that's reducing your salivary flow, there are some artificial salivas. Biotin is one of them, and it just helps coat the tissues in your mouth so that when you're speaking, it's a little bit easier to talk because you can move your tongue more freely in your mouth. Your lips slide over your teeth a little bit easier, and it just keeps things a little bit cleaner that way.
Lots of good advice and a reminder for everybody, but especially during this BC Seniors Week. Dr. Gina Ball, we'll leave it there for today, but thank you for doing this.
Great. Well, thanks very much for having me.